Joan Smith worked hard not to fidget while she waited at the back of the line that wound its way around the bank's glossy interior. No fewer than 20 people awaited attention from the bank's loan teller in the space not designed for such a crowd. To make matters worse, the woman seemed to take the longest time possible to complete even the simplest of transactions for the frustrated customers. Since she'd opened her account with this bank a little over 6 years ago, Joan had noted that their claim to fame seemed to be super bad service. All that was about to end, Joan thought, as the man being served snatched up his documents and stormed off. For her, anyway. She'd opened another account with an online bank a couple years ago. They'd been fabulous. They'd even notified her when this bank had tried to initiate an automated loan transfer from her new accounts based on information she'd given them for one payment. Even though it was a huge pain in the rear end, that's what had prompted her to finish paying off this loan with cash in person.
Next.
Her tone dripped with boredom as the teller shrugged and took in the line with a nonchalant air. When the customers inched forward, Joan fantasized at how wonderful it would feel once she was done with this institution. She had one last payment on the loan she'd had to take out to repay the bank's hefty overdraft fees, incurred after they'd held a deposit without her knowledge. Just thinking of the way they'd drained her checking and savings accounts in less than 2 days was enough to get her steaming mad. So it was best not to think about it. Especially since they'd cover themselves so well, they could legally steal all she had, then make her repay them for the trouble. Without some major clout or cash behind her, all that had been left for her to do was suck it up, pay off the debt, and move on. After this final payment, that's exactly what she planned to do. Another customer stormed out, jarring Joan from her thoughts. She watched the woman shove the door open and stomp her way up the street. Oh yeah, it would be fantastic to be finished with this bank.
Next.
The line inched forward, and Joan clutched the canvas shoulder bag just a bit tighter, since it contained the $800 in 20s that represented her freedom from this bank. Even after all these months of large cash payments, she still hadn't become comfortable carrying so much cash. She slid her hand inside the canvas bag and searched for the reassuring feel of the Ziploc baggie she'd put the money in. It was lodged under her coupon binder, and she had to tug it free. Joan had no idea how much she had in change in the baggie, but it had been getting hard to zip when she put the payment in. Her hand brushed against her camera case. In one last effort to keep from being screwed over yet again, Joan had brought her digital camera with her. The video function was going to be put to good use when she filmed her final transaction, proving everything was paid on time and no additional fees had been incurred. Then she'd be finished with this bank forever. She couldn't help the smile that blossomed on her lips.
"You're quite mistaken. It is not possible for this account to be overdrawn."
The cultured tones and hint of an accent drew Joan's attention to the front of the line, where the tall, handsome, strawberry blonde man stood arguing with the teller. She'd noticed him before on several of her other payment runs and also in a couple of the local restaurants along Main Street. He'd always been alone and seemed preoccupied with writing in some kind of notebook while eating his food. Joan had never frequented the restaurants she'd seen him in because there'd never been a coupon for any of them. Maybe someday she'd convince herself to do something without a coupon. That day wasn't today, however.